This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again for another episode of Winning with Wellness. We are so thrilled to have you here listening today to get inspired in new ideas and maybe spark something to step you into your wellness journey. I am so excited to have Sam Kerouac here with me. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I am so excited to be here. This is awesome. Thanks, Jenny.
So you guys, I want to tell you a little bit more about Sam before we get in our conversation. Sam is an energy therapist and a joy enthusiast. I would totally agree with that, by the way. She is passionate about helping people who are seeking clarity, connection, and a deeper understanding of themselves through Reiki healing and the Akashic Records. Sam is a certified Reiki master, soul care coach, and holds her master's degree in counseling psychology. Sam has had a diverse career supporting special needs children and victims of domestic violence, and this led her to starting her business in 2018. Sam's soul healing, she looks to teach and speak in order to shine her light and help others to shine theirs too. To top it off, Sam is an international best-selling author in the book Heal Volume 4. Sam, again, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, international. That's amazing.
I know. I added that in there. So for those of you that don't know, it just happened. So I just made sure that it was in there for you guys to know because Sam is amazing. I would love for people to get you to know you right off the gate. If you could share with those that are listening what wellness means to you so they can get an understanding of how this conversation is going to roll, that would be amazing.
Wellness to me means it's actively doing or making choices that benefit your mind, body, and soul, the whole of you. It's doing things, it's making choices that lead you to a healthy and joyful life.
Oof. We should just write that on a wall.
Awesome.
So I want to talk about many of us when we're enlightened in wellness, we didn't always start out that way. Would you be open to sharing something in your past that led you into your wellness journey?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, my wellness journey started almost, I'd say 9 years ago. And it was, there was a massive falling out with my husband's family, and there had been things leading up to it, but there was just this one sort of moment, and that falling out led to us no longer communicating.
Hmm.
And it was very stressful, and it was really hard on me in a way, because for me, I'm very close to my family, and you know, being raised, family is everything and important. But this falling out was, it was huge. Mm. And my afterwards, after, you know, the next day and following, my body just started to kind of shut down.
Mm.
My body, my mind, my emotions. And I needed to process. To me, it was like processing trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back, now, from almost 9 years, I can look back and see that that was something that started my wellness journey, because from there, I took control and I was like, no, we're not going to allow this to take over. And I wanted to find myself again because I had lost myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you get sort of lost in how you should be, or you're told you should be, and you live that life for a long time. And so for me, I'm like, no, not anymore. At the time, I had young daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want them to not be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them to be okay with all their quirks. And so from there, that really started my looking at all the different ways to physically make myself better emotionally and spiritually as well. So that moment, that heartbreaking moment, looking back, I am grateful for it because it led me to who I am today. And I am happy and I show up, and it led me to Reiki. And Reiki to me was something that has changed my life in the most positive of ways.
You bring up something so beautiful. I can hazard to guess that everybody listening has a relationship, might not be family, but a relationship that they realize is no longer serving them. Mm-hmm. And they're not sure how to step out. And when they don't, it does. It has a physical effect. It erodes our wellness. I've been there. I, you know, you are preaching to the choir on this one. And what really is beautiful about you sharing the story, and thank you for having the courage to do so, is to show that it's okay to step away from toxic relationships, mm-hmm. no matter how connected we are. Family is the hardest thing to walk away from, but you know, you and I had this conversation beforehand, mm-hmm. you can't pick and choose your family, but you can choose you. You can choose the family, you know, your nucleus. And what's so interesting, what's beautiful about what you shared is it led you to your passion. It led you to your work. What's unique about that is when we look at tragedy, adversity, struggle as happening for us, not to us,
mm-hmm.
there is always a lesson to learn or somewhere to lead. So tell me, this led you to Reiki. I'm going to guess, and you can answer, obviously, I'm going to guess you started as a receiver of Reiki and fell in love with Reiki. So can you talk about your wellness journey? And obviously now, I shared it with the group. You're a Reiki master. So, you know, it got you somewhere.
Right? It sure did.
So you found yourself depleted. You found yourself unwell and realizing, like, I need to make sure that I'm showing up at the best, because you said you have these young, beautiful women you're leading as well, and your husband's. So can you take us through that journey? What brought you there?
So I had a friend, I still have her, she's amazing, who was like, just come for Reiki. And I had had Reiki before, and it was really great. And this time I received the Reiki and I could feel energies and I could feel different things. And so I continued to get Reiki from her. And what I was noticing is when I would leave the Reiki sessions, I was starting to see glimpses of who I was. I was able to easily find gratitude.
Mm.
And it was just one of those things where the energy of that experience and the energy of them, it wasn't hanging out in me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting triggered when their names were mentioned, or, you know, my husband and I could have a conversation without me breaking down into tears. And it was just releasing that, and releasing too, like you had touched on, sort of that limiting beliefs around staying with toxic family. Because for us, we experienced a lot of people saying, well, you should stay with them, they're family, and, you know, family is important. And I remember this moment where we had tried to, you know, talk about why we had walked away and how it was actually beneficial for us. And I had this moment of like, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, mm-hmm. because they're coming from it and they're looking at it from their perspective. They may have an amazing relationship with their family, so they can't even understand what our experience is like. So for me, I was like, it doesn't matter. And we don't have to defend it because we know what's right for us. So that was a huge thing. And I think for me, that was part of releasing all that built up energy,
mm-hmm.
and just releasing those limiting beliefs and those blocks.
And do you think too, and I've come against this with different pathways in my life, when you shine your light and stand in your truth, it becomes scary for people because they look at it and go, oh my gosh, they did it. Do I have the courage to do it myself? So it might not necessarily be that their family is fantastic. It might be even more toxic, but they just don't have the courage to step away.
Yeah, that's
so never dull your light for others.
Yes. No, and it is easy to dull that light. So don't do that.
No, don't do that. So I love, okay, so Reiki gave you the gateway to see your strength and open up and balance your, there are people on here that might not even know what Reiki is. Would you mind sharing with them? This is an incredible tool that people can use in their own healing journey for proactive healing. Would you mind sharing just a synopsis of what Reiki can do for a person?
Certainly. So Reiki is channeled universal life energy, and it is throughout the day we interact with people and we exchange energy, whether we know it or not. We are exchanging energy, and experiences we have, some of them leave energy blocks within our chakras. And so what Reiki does is, Reiki is a way to move that energy, to get the energy flowing, because you want a free flow of energy from the top of your head all the way down, and just this nice cyclical kind of movement. And so Reiki just goes in and it helps move things around. It helps look at your chakras, and it just sends this mega blast of healing energy where it is needed. And Reiki, again, Reiki will do no harm. It can benefit anyone. I Reiki my kids. You can Reiki lots of things. And it's just this beautiful clearing energy. And it's just a way to come back to yourself.
And for those listening that don't know what chakras are, can you give a Cole Notes version of chakras?
Certainly. So there are several chakras in our body, but most are aware of the seven main chakras. So they are energy centers located at very specific parts in our body, sort of down the line. And they all connected to different emotions and also physical parts in our body. And so there's like the crown, the third eye, the throat, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and then the root. And so you just want all of those seven to be running at the same speed with clear, beautiful energy.
Think of it as the engine to your body, as your yes. engine to your car, right? You don't exactly. put diesel in a gas engine. It doesn't work well. Right?
Yes.
So when you think of Reiki in itself and the modality that you champion, if somebody was curious about finding a Reiki master or someone to work with, do you have any suggestions on what to look for? Because can you work remotely? So if people are curious, like, do they have to be in person? Can you share what that's about?
Yeah, Reiki can be anywhere because energy is everywhere. Mm-hmm. So for me, I do in person, and I also offer distance Reiki sessions. And the way I do distance Reiki sessions is, I have the person in a quiet, calm place in their home or wherever they can be. We're uninterrupted. And then I do the Reiki. And then afterwards, we connect either on Zoom or a phone call. And we kind of go over different things. For me, I do intuitive Reiki. So sometimes there are messages that come through as well. And I just make sure at the end that any information that came to me during that session, I make sure the client hears it. And if they have any questions too, because sometimes they may experience things or moving energy or all kinds of fun stuff. So it's a way at the end for us to kind of connect and talk about both of our experiences.
So let's talk about soul coach, being a soul care coach. What does that mean?
So that is the reading into the Akashic records. I love reading the Akashic records. So for those of you that don't know the Akashic records, I always say it's like this giant Google database for your soul. So since your soul was created up until present and possible future, I always say possible future because there's free will. Mm-hmm. We make choices. Sometimes we have our soul lessons lead us in a little bit of a bumpier path sometimes, but it's basically just looking at in this lifetime, whether it's past experiences, past life that have influenced our present life. And maybe there's some clearings that have to happen, and just sort of a clear understanding of what you want in this lifetime.
I love that. And when when we do Akashic Records readings, what I love is you're tapping into history. You're tapping into, there's so much wisdom there. And what has been the most powerful experience or aha moment that you've had from the Akashics personally?
I think for me, the biggest thing was, and it's with all of my clients, no matter who, the messages come in with so much compassion and love. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's such a powerful moment when, you know, when these messages come through and the clients just, it resonates so deeply. And I've had, you know, clients have these aha moments or, you know, just tearful moments of, you know, reassurance. And it just, the energy and the vibration of these records, like the compassion and the love is just, it always, you know, it gives me goosebumps and it just makes me appreciate and just realize how sacred this is.
So when you think about your journey and obviously what you've shared with everybody, there was a catalyst that kind of moved you to a really proactive way of health and thinking about your wellness. Why do you think it's important for people to start redefining their wellness in their lives?
Well, what I think I love about wellness is wellness can look so different for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a very unique thing. So for me, I went on a journey of looking for what fit for me, mm-hmm. what sparked me and when I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And that feels really good. So what worked for me may not work for everyone. And that's kind of this amazing kind of, I guess, journey to finding that wellness and just starting. Cause once you start, once you find that thing that you connect with that lights you up, that's going to be your motivator to keep going. You just have to find the thing that resonates with you the most. And it is like, once you start as that engine, right? It's just like, I like this. And you start to feel the shifts and you start to, you know, maybe it's physically, you start to feel healthier or mentally, maybe you're not so anxious or all those things, but it's just starting and finding, trying out different things to see what actually fits for me.
I would love if you're open to sharing, describing what life felt like before proactive wellness mm-hmm. to what it feels like now. Would you be open to describing the difference?
Yeah. Before, I would definitely say there was no sleep. There was a lot more in my head spinning. I was definitely way more emotional. And for me, my health, I have an autoimmune. And so I never knew I had an autoimmune until then. Mm-hmm. So it sparked all kinds of things wrong in my body physically. And I felt completely powerless. Mm. And so moving through and really working on me and finding that modality and other modalities, like chiropractic and all those physiotherapy, all those things that I also work with. Now I'm at a place where I sleep so much better. Mm. I find joy all the time. I'm happier. My kids notice it. It's, you know, my husband and I, we have an amazing relationship. And I'm no longer hiding, if that makes sense. Like, I'm okay to show up as me, quirks and all. I'm very quirky and that's okay. And so I kind of put my best self out into the world because it's a good place.
Mm, I love that. And you shared with us just a second ago, some modalities that you do. What out there is a modality or a method or a, you know, a practice that you haven't tried yet on your wellness journey, but you're excited to try?
So I don't know if I would call it a practice or not, but I've just sort of like come into the whole human design.
Mm, explain.
I don't even know enough about it. That's how
okay.
much I'm like.
So curious there. Minds. Okay.
All yeah. Right. So I know like human design has to do with sort of just where you line up and there's different parts to it. And it's basically kind of like how your energy shows up in the world and how to work with that energy to make the best. So it's learning sort of where you fit on this. I don't know. I guess to me, I equate it a bit with like maybe like the Enneagram. For those who know what the Enneagram is, a different personality types. So I feel like human design just goes deeper into it. So I'm fascinated to look closer into that, because the people who have been talking about it, it sounds amazing. But I'm also someone, I should preface that by saying, I love learning.
Yes.
And so there's always something that I'm like, ooh, that sounds amazing. So that and astrology, I'd love to really figure out astrology as well.
I love that you share that. My husband's always like, you're taking another course. I'm like, yes. There's never,
I love it.
So as our time winds down together, I would love to flip the tables. Only if there's something that you haven't had a chance to share that you would really like to ensure that the audience hears, or is there a final thought you'd like to leave with everybody?
I think I'll go back to what you had said about finding a Reiki person. Mm-hmm. There are so many different people who do Reiki, and it's important that you really resonate with your person who does Reiki. And if you meet with someone or if you have a consultation and that's not your person, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean Reiki's not for you. It just means that person might not be your person. So look at other people, and if they have consultations or if they have social media, just kind of like, you know, stalk them for a little bit, see if you like their energy, and then go from there. Because I can guarantee you, you will find someone who will just resonate and you'll just know.
I love that you highlight that, because we feel sometimes obligated because we've engaged with somebody to stay with them. And we're not always going to work well with people. I am a mindset coach, as you know, and I'm not everybody's coach. Not everyone's going to want to work with me. So I always encourage, and I love that you share that. It's okay if you're not the right fit.
Yeah. Your healing journey. You want to make sure the person or the people who are on it sort of don't cause you more stress.
If you're in an environment that you're hoping to be healing and you feel like it's doing the opposite, you need to get out.
Yes,
I think that's okay. Like the golden nugget right there, like bounce. It's okay to leave.
Permission granted. Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, Sam, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to share in the show notes how people can connect with you. Is there anything that you want to add to the, other than the stuff that you provided, I'm going to share with them? Is there anything else?
No, I think this, I could keep talking about Reiki all day, so we'll just leave it at that.
So make sure you guys, if you're curious about Reiki or the Akashic Records, step in and connect with Sam. She is an incredible member of Your Holistic Earth. If you can't find her information in the show notes, you can find her in our directory and get all her information there. Do not hesitate to dig in. She is part of the whole being to help you ignite your wellness warrior. She is an amazing resource and tool and exceptional at what she does. So you guys reach into Sam's wellness and tap in and find a way to spark something new. Again, if Sam's not your right person, she can help you find who is. So thank you again, Sam, for being on the show.
No, thank you so much, Jenny. It's been fun.
And all of you listeners, thank you for allowing us into your time and space. One of your greatest assets is your time. We appreciate you deeply for sharing it with us. Do not hesitate to step in, try something new. You never know what's going to land and lead you to the journey that you're going to be living your best life. Thank you again so much for listening. We look forward to catching you on the next episode of Winning with Wellness. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.